Charlie Giammanco, station out in Riverhead, Apple Honda. AppleHonda.net, in business for 6.5 decades, ladies and gentlemen, and for good reason. And he's getting ready for a huge weekend as far as everything is concerned. Mr. G, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. Yeah, I was off last week, a little vacation, but I'm back now, and things are great, though. You know, we have the 23s coming in now, Jay. We got the Ridgelines here, the 23 Ridgeline, the 23 HRV, new model. The 23 Odysseys are coming in, so they're starting to come in now. And the new cars, like I said, are coming in, you know, slowly but surely we're going to get our inventory back up where it should be. So that's looking good. Used cars, we're doing great with used cars, Jay. We have a lot of really quality, you know, late model pre-owned cars, Hondas, and all the models that we're getting here. We're buying a KBB. We're buying them, you know, right? People are bringing them right to the dealership with a KBB, a Kelley Blue Book price, and we're just writing a check for them. So that's working out real good, Jay. No, so it's good to be back. It's, you know, business is good. I was watching while I was out for a few days, just keep an eye on everything, and things are going great. My staff is always in tune. You know, we talk about staff, Jay, and you know, I got a great staff. My management, the office team, service, parts, everybody's right. It's just a fine-tuned machine over there at Apple. So I watched, like I said, I was out for about 5-6 days, and I watched closely. But these guys have got it going, man. We built a nice team, Bill and I, and you know, you don't have to worry about it. It's nice when you can go away and know that everything's going to run smooth. So that was great. But yeah, no, we're doing good, Jay. You know, I got some good salespeople that are really starting to shine. A couple of new people that are doing well. So man, things are great.
Well, you know, you also told me yesterday, in one of your trips, you went to Fenway Park to catch the Red Sox there, right? You went to Fenway. It was your first time at Fenway, right?
Jay, first time. You know, something that I told my wife. She's, why have you guys said, listen, that's something I wanted to do my whole life, because I've been a Yankee fan since I'm 9 years old. You know, and what's going on with the Yankees now with Judge, I'm excited. I watch it every night. And, you know, to get to Fenway and watch the Yankees play, I wanted to get to Fenway to watch any ball game. But to get there and watch the Yankees, and also they won 2 nights in a row. I wasn't there the first night. I was there the second night on Wednesday, and it was a great game. I mean, it's a great crowd. So a great, the Fenway's got, you know, some fans there. But, you know, you talk about the Yankee fans and the Boston fans, but everybody got along great. It was a great night, a good win. And I tell you, to watch a game in Fenway, you can't get a bad seat. I bought tickets the night before, like the last minute, you know, and I grabbed a couple of seats, and they were great, you know. So, no, it was nice to do that, Jay. Again, I'm a big Yankee fan, and, you know, what's going on now with Judge, it's exciting. So I'm just watching every night.
As am I. You and I are alike in that regard, my friend. Very exciting. So I always remember my first trip to Fenway, my only trip to Fenway. I was a kid, you know. And I'll never forget, you know, you walk and right onto that, the view of the field, and you see the monster. First thing you look for is the monster. You can't help but 37 feet, you know. That's the first thing, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It really is. It was like a painting, you know. It was like an artist's painting, because, you know, if you're a baseball fan, that's what happens. You walk to one of the great ballparks ever. You know, that's a ballpark they're never going to tear down. You know, there's no reason to, you know. Good experience over there. You're getting ready for a huge weekend. Now, listen, Apple Honda, known for the new cars. You know, everybody else was kind of struggling and everything else. You held your own. You got new cars coming into the lot on a daily basis, trucks, as you've described. You got great deals, leasing, pre-owned, the whole thing. That will continue. Civics, Accords. You know, you've got the CRVs, everything in play today, correct? And for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we're all set. We're set for the weekend. Yeah, my staff, I keep talking about the staff, but, you know, with the way we handle customers, the way they treat at Apple, it's a great process. We have a process there that, you know, I don't think too many people do it out there, but, you know, we definitely take care of the customer. They go on demo rides. You know, there's no pushing. We don't push them into a car. We don't tell them you got to do it today. The best thing is they come in, I said, you don't have to buy today. Don't worry about it. That's the first thing I want to tell them. And, you know, they feel more at ease. Of course, they want to buy. They're looking to buy a car. It's who they're going to buy it from. So, yeah, just let them know that you don't have to buy a car today. Let's go show your car, and, you know, don't worry about buying the car right now. You know, and it's just, that eases them up, you know, because they, if, you know, when you walk into some dealership, they're like, okay, you're getting it today. You got to take it today. You got to take it today. That's something we don't like to do, Jay. So it's working out great.
It has been working out great for a long time. One of the reasons is because of your presence. So keep up the great work. Are you going to check in with us tomorrow?
I certainly will. All right, have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The great Charles Giammanco runs the show. Never lets you leave there unsatisfied either. Apple Honda right on Route 58 in Riverhead. Go to the site. Check it all out, folks. Great deals going on. AppleHonda.net. Thank you, sir. Talk to you in the morning.